I'm sitting in Vrindavan in the house which we've been living in with Govinda Maharaj, but which he just newly renovated. It's really beautiful, not simply because it was beautifully done, but because of the motive that he did it with. He really wanted me to spend more time in Vrindavan. For the last 3 years, I've been almost always staying out in Govardhan with Keshav Bharati Maharaj. So he was trying to attract me here. Not that I need to be attracted. That was a functional reason of being there. But anyway, that was his intent, and which is a really beautiful expression of friendship and love. What used to be the front porch that later became the back porch is now, he windowed up and converted into a study, so that my desk is over there. It's really beautifully done. Vrindavan Bihari did the work here. That's Govinda Maharaj's disciple, Brijbasi disciple, who lives and works here in Vrindavan. And everything is, I won't go into all the details, but everything is really wonderful. And the gardens and grounds are also nice lawn, flowers, creepers. It's Vrindavan. This is like a wonderful kunj. I returned from Bhuvaneshwar yesterday, and day before I'd spent time in temple giving class, as well as gone to visit some temples. And was really pleased to hear the story of the Nabi Brahman, or the Nabi means the umbilical area substance, that transcendental substance which is placed in Lord Jagannath's body every Navakalevaram, every time that he receives a new body, then it goes from one body to the next. We all have a such a substance which in the navel area, which when the body burns, doesn't burn. When cremated, it remains. And when Lord Krishna gave up this world, he left behind a material body which Bhagavatam describes as being non-different than the universal form, although in a smaller version. Anyhow, the hunter Jara, who shot him along obviously with the other members of the surviving Jadus, they performed all the cremation ceremonies, and they also cremated that body which Krishna left behind, that followed the laws of nature in order to mislead atheistic people to think that Krishna was nothing else other than an ordinary human being. Anyway, what was left behind was that Nabi Brahman, and Jara, he took that Nabi Brahman, because of course it's Brahman because it's still Krishna, so it's transcendental. And he worshipped it. Then, interestingly enough, as it turns out, in time, Jara migrated from where he was, which was the west coast of India, Dwarka, Prabhas, and just a little further south, all the way across to the east side, and to where Lord Nilamadava was living at that time. And as you know, the story of Jagannath, that Maharaj Indrajumna, he heard the story of this deity, Nilamadava, who personally reaches out and takes the offerings from his devotees, and he sent out advisors to look for him through all four corners, and finally Vidyapati was the person who was able to locate him, and then he brought Maharaj and Rijumna to Nilamadava, but then Nilamadava left this world. Well, along with Nilamadava was also this Navi Brahman. So what Maharaj Indrajumna actually came back with after going all the way over there with Vishvasu. Vishvasu was the name of the Brahman. I don't know what else. I don't think I said Vishvasu before. Anyway, was that he took this Navi Brahman and he was instructed to take this back. This when the form of Jagannath was then finally carved, manifest. Then within, from the back, within Lord Jagannath's body is placed this Navi Brahman. And every time a new body is given to the Lord, which may vary from 14 years to up to 21 years or so, then Brahmins from a selected family who have that particular seva, they will blindfolded take this Navi Brahman from one body to the other. Now, I've heard different versions. I've heard the version that anyone who does that, they will leave their body. Recently, I heard the story that if they look to see what it is, then they leave their body, and some Brahmins do peak, and as a consequence they either go crazy or they give up their life. Anyway, that's considered to be the soul of Lord Jagannath. Of course, this is a consideration because Lord Jagannath is personal and is perfect in terms of his rupa already, and he's transcendentally present there, but still in terms of his lila, this is the continuation that goes from one Jagannath to the next. And thus people who don't have a high conception of deity worship, which is not dependent on material considerations, they have this idea or this concept that yes, Lord Jagannath is actually in that Navi Brahman. That's what gives life to Lord Jagannath's body. And because the body is given up, therefore his soul goes from one Jagannath to the other. Anyway, dehi deha vibhegi uyam. There's no difference between Krishna's body and his soul, so there is in effect no difference between Navi Brahman and Jagannath's form. But still, this is the Lord's pastime, and these things are going on even to this day. I remember quite some time back reading about some of the escapades, how what may have been either the British or the Muslims, most likely the Muslims, how they actually ransacked the temple and took Jagannath. I believe they took him all the way to Calcutta and burned him there. And one devotee followed, and that devotee entered that huge big fire, and with Jagannath was burning because Jagannath is so big, and he took that Navi Brahman, and by dint of his devotion, by dint of Jagannath's protection, he remained unharmed. Nothing happened to him, and he went into the fire and waited until the Muslims left, and when the Muslims left, then he came out of the fire where the Navi Brahman came back, and then once again Lord Jagannath was reinstated in the temple. These things were going on at that time, so we shouldn't be surprised that in the execution of devotional service, in the continuation of worship of the Lord, that there are so many challenges and problems created by atheistic people. And there is also a huge big banyan tree inside of the compound. That banyan tree was there before even the temple was constructed, and when Vishvasu was walking in that area, he saw a old crow fall from the tree dead and assume Vaikuntha form and immediately go back to Vaikuntha. So he understood that this land area was a transcendently potent place. Indeed, it's the eternal residence of Lord Jagannath whenever he manifests that Jagannath form and the place in which his palace resides. So he told Maharaj Indrajumna to construct that temple. And even to this present day, there are said to be so many miracles that Jagannath enacts, and even just characteristics of that temple. For instance, if devotees go to the eastern gate, Hanumanji is there, and Hanuman appeared because Subhadra Devi was complaining that the sound of the waves was too loud, and therefore she couldn't sleep. So, interestingly enough, and Shastra says that the temple is right on the shore of the ocean, but now it's a couple of kilometers away. So Hanumanji did two things. One is the ocean receded, and the other is that inside the temple you cannot hear at any time the sound of waves. Of course, it's quite a distance, but in any case, Hanumanji is there, and he keeps it very peaceful. Now we're here in Vrindavan, and this evening is the boat festival, so Govinda and Maharaj are meant to go to that. And we'll be uploading other things as they take place, discussions, classes, and so on. I hope everyone's doing well. Oh yes, yesterday I also went to jewelers. Prashana gave me some Lakshmi to purchase a little crown for, have made a little crown for Damodar's Srimati Radharani. So this is a beautiful little intricate crown. And then simultaneously I saw such beautiful jewelry. I purchased one beautiful necklace for Shamsundar, which is really a super quality stones, gold, but it'll look really magnificent on him, particularly because the main feature is that it's coral, and the coral and the gold on his black chest will look really wonderful. I really lament that I cannot just purchase all and have or have made all real jewelry for Radhe Shyam. It's just phenomenal how much jewelry and wealth is present within one shop of one city, of one country of India, of one country of the world, and how much money people spend on the decoration of their horrible material bodies, when all of these things should actually be used for the transcendental body of the Lord. Anyway, I hope that one day we'll be able to provide unlimited things for them. Hare Krishna.